Michigan Imam, "We Muslims will yet slaughter the Jews like sheep." By Joshua Klein on March 21, 2024. Muslims will yet slaughter the Jews like sheep when the opportunity arises. According to a Michigan Islamic cleric who appealed to Allah, seeking to become soldiers for Islam in any form desired, including death. In a sermon at the Islamic Center of Warren, Michigan, in January, Imam Abdo Zindani warned of the fate of Jews everywhere, pointing to a Palestinian businessman who told a Jewish New Yorker what Muslims have in store for the Jews. Don't worry, Jewish man," he said. "One day will come, and we will slaughter you like a sheep and the stone in the tree will work undercover for us, saying, 'Hey Muslim, come. There is somebody hiding here, get up and kill him.'" The sheikh was apparently referencing a grisly passage in the Islamic text, known as the Hadith, that reads as follows: "Judgment day will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews. The Jews will hide behind the stones and the trees, and the stones and the trees will say, 'O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him.'" The same excerpt is cited in the Hamas terror group's charter. He later made an emotional appeal to Allah, begging that Muslims be made his soldiers. "Every way you want us to be, with the tank, with the eye, with the money, with the hand, make us soldiers for Islam," he said. "Make us die the way you want us to die." The clip, which was originally streamed live on the mosque's YouTube channel, has gone viral in recent days, with many expressing outrage over the radical rhetoric being espoused on American soil. "They are here. Islamists are in the U.S. They are preaching Islamic supremacy, terrorism and the destruction of our culture," warned one ex-user. "Is the FBI on the job? Do you care about uncontrolled, illegal immigration? How long will people wait? It's getting late," he added. Sort of says something that Democrats are tripping over themselves to capture these votes, doesn't it? Asked another user. "This is the constituency that Biden is trying to placate with his Gaza policy," one user remarked. "When they come for you, remind them that you were one of the good Jews who protested for Palestine. Maybe they'll kill you more quickly," another quipped. "Dear American Jews, this is exactly what the radical Islamists said to us Jews of Iran in 1979 when Khomeini came to power. And they did begin executing prominent Jews in Iran. Why do you think we all left Iran?" wrote another user, adding, "Wake up and stop this genocidal evil before it's too late." The Michigan-based Zindani, who spoke at the 2023 Interfaith Thanksgiving service by Detroit's Interfaith Leadership Council, is a preacher at the Islamic Center of Warren, Michigan, a 501c3 nonprofit, with all contributions tax deductible. The matter comes as Arab American voters in various states have expressed intent to punish President Joe Biden in elections due to his stance on Israel and the Gaza conflict. In Michigan, where the president's loss would likely doom his re-election campaign, more than 100,000 Democrats chose uncommitted over Biden in the primary, indicating significant dissatisfaction within his own party. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.